Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Okay. What was the first movie Tom Hanks and Meg Ryan?
You've got mail.
Oh my God.
Wait, no. Shit!
Yeah, you should have let her finish the question. Go ahead. Go ahead, moderator. Finish the question.
No, that was it. What was the first movie Tom Hanks and Meghan Ryan co-starred in?
When Harry Met Sally. When Sally Met Harry.
No.
When Harry Met My
That's
Vagina.
Like Billy Idol.
I'm a mess. I do my makeup in my car. Pulling up 6:30 when I told you 6 o'clock. What? I admit, I'm always about to fall apart. But you would never notice, cause I make you think I'm not. You're saying on me, but you don't, but you don't, but you don't. Make it look easy. What a joke, what a joke. Looks can be deceiving, could let you see the real me. But I let you think I'm perfect.
Nothing like a selfie to start the episode.
I mean, nothing like it. I didn't know what we were doing now. I was like, what selfie are we looking at?
You know, tis the season for a selfie.
I mean, I'm not mad at it.
So, speaking of selfies, Booge, my friend, Michelle, her name is Michelle Bujanowski, and we call her Booge, but she was just taking a selfie. However, sure. I put on our notes Thursdays. Did you see it?
I did, and I was curious what that was.
So, I feel like people feel the need to shit all over people that do selfies. I love selfies. I love a good selfie. And this past week, Jen Reed was like taking a mirror selfie. She's like, I just would rather do these than like a posed photo. And I like felt that to my core because I'm the same way. I'd rather do a selfie of some sort. So I
versus like having somebody else take a photo.
Yeah,
of
it's just more awkward.
No, a selfie, I know my angles. Okay.
Thank you. Yes.
When I take a selfie, I'm like, damn, bitch, you're snatched. Right. And then I take, you know, somebody else takes a photo of me and I look like I was fucking washed ashore, like a beached whale. Right. Like, no thanks.
So that's the thing. So Thursdays are going to be a new thing for swiping up. And you get to do selfies and you have to tag us as Thursdays because you can do whatever
you
want.
I'm obsessed.
Right. I was going to do it on Thursday and I was like, no, we need to talk about it first and then we'll do it. But yeah, I was like, why? But if it's on Thursdays, you're allowed to do that because what are they going to make fun of? You're doing it on Thursday.
Literally prepare yourselves because that's all I'm going to do on Thursdays from now on.
Love it. Okay. Well, there y'all go.
No matter what I look like, I'm just going to selfie it up.
Y'all have to pardon my cigarette voice.
God.
I know. Maybe Marlboro will want to sponsor us. Who knows?
Ooh, that'd be good. Yeah.
Wouldn't it?
Throw it back to the early 90s.
Oh, my mom and her Marlboro Reds. And then she switched to Marlboro Lights because she has a little bit of class.
Your Virginia Slims.
Oh, Lord.
Mm. Well, I mean, we're recording this a little late in the week. Better late than never.
You know, it's on brand for us.
April Fool's Day.
It is April Fool's Day.
I wanted to come up with something like fun and creative, but you know, that just wasn't in the cards for me today. I have brain fog.
April snuck up. Like I was telling Booge the other day, I was like, I can't believe it's about to be April. Like March usually from a calendar perspective, you know, drags. Like February drags just from a day to day, but really it's a short month. March usually drags, but March was shorter than February for me.
It was pretty fast.
Like that.
Just like that. You like know? A snap.
It was. Why is it April? Dang, we got to like pay mortgages and car payments again. We just paid them.
Well, I know you weren't online today, but Claudia Oshry came out and said that she has a secret and that she's actually Dumois.
Nuh-uh.
I mean, it's April Fool's.
Oh, it's April Fool's. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Like do more.
Do more. That's more appropriate. But so many people are believing it and freaking out and sharing it all over Facebook and in groups. And I'm like,
what a great PR move.
A great PR. It's going to get picked up because so many people are talking about it.
Oh my God.
It's just funny.
She is funny.
But I do want to know who actual Dumois is.
I know.
And it is not Claudia, though.
No, it's not Claudia. She would not have the time.
No.
And that page does not run the way she would run the page.
No. Do you know who Dumois is?
I do not.
I was like, oh,
she, she do not know du moi. So it's like this celebrity gossip page, but it's all like blind items. So people send stuff in anonymously. It's huge. How many followers does that account have?
I don't know, but there's like a lot of receipts too. It's not just like hearsay, you know, it's legit.
The proof is in the pudding.
Yeah. So it has 1.4 million.
Oh, it's close.
Yeah. But I mean, there's some very interesting things that I've read about, some of my favorite.
It's across the board. It's like give me an example. Celebs and like reality stars. Gosh, and
like a sweat rag from Chris Rock.
Yeah. Oh, we'll get to that.
Yeah, we're definitely gonna be talking about that little smackaroo.
Yeah, give us something goosey.
Oh, you want me to do
it? I was gonna say goosey.
Yeah, I need an example. Oh, okay.
I'm just gonna go
about
to their stories.
She wants
really
to know what
the
juice is.
Okay, so October 2021. Let's see. Silver linings is the subject, and it's French pastry. Blur email, please. Spotted J Law and Bradley Cooper at Tavern on Jane on 8th Ave having lunch on Sunday. Very private and looked like they shared lots of small plates. And then it had a photo and it said second spotting in a week. Could they be working on something? So that's like one that just, you know.
That was very like G rated. There are some real PG-13 ones, you know.
Give me the juice.
Well, there's a lot of ones about what's his face? John Mayer. And
is
hooking
there
up with people, yeah.
I mean, who doesn't he hook up with?
Exactly. So you can imagine what people say about it. Yeah.
Anyways.
I don't know. Just go down a rabbit hole. Like, I used to read that at night. Like, you do TikTok, Spencer, at night, and sometimes I would go down, like, the rabbit hole of it all and just read away.
That's fair. That's fair. But, yeah. Du moi. It's real good.
It's
real juicy.
It's French. It's D-E-U-X-M-O-I.
Oh, do.
Yeah, do.
Okay, well, since we already brought it up, I actually am kind of glad that we did record late this week.
Yeah.
Because we've all had time to digest the craziness that was the Oscars.
Like, I think we all felt the smack, you know?
Literally. So I was in Myrtle Beach this past weekend for a softball tournament that my husband was in, and I'm sitting on the floor at night while the Oscars are happening and I'm on my phone, and then somebody posts in a Facebook group like 30 seconds after they had it. And they were like, what the hell is going on? Like, did that just really happen? Like, is this a bit or like, is
it
real?
Fake? Yeah.
And I think like, I thought it was real from the get go. Everyone else in the room was like, no way. It's
part
fake.
Of it.
Yeah. It doesn't even look like a real slap, but
then Japan
now we
said,
know.
Hold on a minute. Cause I'm going to let you go.
Yeah,
I'll show you the full.
Like Japan and Australia, I think the footage didn't get cut.
Edited or whatever.
Yeah. Cut. So now that a few days have passed, we know that it was real.
Right.
Yeah. And like, I got some feelings.
I got some feelings too, which is very interesting because you and I haven't talked about it. Like, I've missed you this week. I feel like we haven't really talked a lot because we've been busy and doing things and blah, blah, blah. But people were in our DMs. Did you read any of those messages about how, because I posted a
story.
Just
a little bit, yeah.
Yeah, about if it was real or fake. And people feel very passionate. Well, that was earlier this week. I don't know if they feel differently about it now. But yeah, do you want to go first or do you want me to go
Well, did you watch the Oscars?
No.
Okay, so you just saw the slap heard around the world?
Right. When I woke up on whatever morning that was afterwards, Mike goes, I'm just letting you know, every time you look at or whenever you pick your phone up, you're going to see Will Smith being, or Chris Rock getting smacked. And I was like, oh. And literally, I opened my phone up. First thing. Second thing. Third, fourth, fifth, sixth. I was like, okay.
Over and over and over.
Literally.
And if you're an avid podcast listener, then I'm pretty sure you've already heard people's takes on it like 1,000 times by now. But like, I'm going to share my opinion anyways.
I haven't heard anybody's on, because I haven't listened to any podcasts this week.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a loser. That's fine. Go ahead.
Loser.
Loser.
So I think first you have to like admit that Chris Rock was like the ultimate professional.
Totally.
Can you imagine being on stage?
No.
Doing a job you're paid to do.
Or any comedian.
Right. Any comedian. Like, it set a precedent. Like, what? You can just, like, somebody says something you don't like and you can just walk on stage and slap the fuck out of them?
Okay, no. Somebody says something that's funny, you laugh, your wife is pissed, and then you react. Yeah. That's
the
thing.
That's the other thing.
That's what got me is like, Will Smith laughed at it. And I was like, because it was funny. In like, without putting all the color around it, like, you don't know when someone's like, truly suffering he didn't, and it wasn't even a bad joke, in my opinion. And I'm pretty sensitive when it comes to that. It was not. I would
first of all
look like G.I. Jane. Thank you.
Right. Who's gonna look at Demi Moore in G.I. Like, Jane and be like, "Ew, that's right. an insult."
Right.
No, she plays this badass character in this movie.
Yeah.
And you're getting compared to her, a woman who's had short hair for years. I can't ever like. I can remember only very few instances of seeing Jada with long hair.
I went back on her feed to look and see when she like. Had long hair because that's how long it's been.
2000.
Oh, is it?
No, I don't.
Well,
know.
No, she did have long. She did have long hair during her entanglement with August.
Okay,
you know that's a whole other conversation.
That's a whole different thing. Yeah.
At the end of the day, I'm team anybody but Jada because I think she is a toxic.
She's disgusting.
Person.
Yeah, she's a lot.
There's a reason that Will. I felt bad for Will. First of all, it was like this was his night.
Right.
Right. This was his moment. Mm-hmm. Somebody makes a joke and he laughs because it really wasn't that bad. And it literally, I guarantee you, as soon as the cameras panned away,
she's like, get up there.
Yeah. And it's like,
go smack him, Will.
You're going to let him talk to me like that?
Go give him some fresh prints.
But and then he was like crying. He's like, sorry, love made me do it.
No.
Right. Like, no. No, I don't think so. The fact that you are in a unhealthy marriage, your wife, literally, when they went on after her entanglement with August, you know, whatever, a couple years back.
Right.
And she had Will at the red tape, like on Red Table Talk. She literally cut him down and belittled him and
humiliated him.
Yes.
And yeah.
So now he's got to like find a way to like prove himself to her. Like,
okay. Be the man that like she might find attractive or to be it, whatever. You know, it's like, no, that's. She, of all things, like people were saying, of all things that you're stepping up and like proving yourself for your wife was that of all things that you could have done after all they've been through. It's like, what?
And honestly, the way he was screaming up at the stage, that was almost more traumatic for me watching than like seeing
because he was coming unhinged. I mean, he was really having a moment and that's why I felt bad for him because like you said,
he looked
like,
broken. He looked broken.
Yes. And
Not just mad that like somebody had insulted his wife.
No.
He looked like his life depended on him stepping up to like defend her.
Right. Because that was his moment. That's what I'm trying to say. Right. Like that was his moment to prove like his masculinity and like
he's worthy his value, of her.
Right. His value in her eyes. Because A, the joke wasn't that serious. B, it was funny. Everybody laughed. He laughed.
Mm-hmm.
She got pissed. For who knows what. It's probably
it was about her.
Right. But like, again, if you're that uptight that pissed you off, can you imagine being married to someone like that? Talking about walking on eggshells.
Right.
Yeah. But like, and what?
That's why everybody hates celebrities. And I think like when influencers talk about how they can't understand the hostility that people feel towards them and stuff, I think it all ties into the same thing. You have a room full of people that are there to be self-congratulatory and, oh, yes, we're so wonderful and this, that, and the other thing. And that is why they have these comedians come to the shows and make the jokes and do the roasts and lighten the mood because otherwise it would be insufferable and repulsive.
Right. It'd be literally people getting up there and like,
I'm so wonderful.
Yeah, exactly.
Thank you. Thank you for coming to see me collect this award because I'm so wonderful.
Mm-hmm. And the nominees are.
Yeah. Right. Right. But I mean, I don't know. I do feel bad for Will Smith too. And it sucks because I like him. Like I liked him in Fresh Prince and I liked him like as a person.
Before this incident,
You
could not tell me he wasn't one of the more beloved people in Hollywood. Nobody really had anything negative to say about Will Smith.
And he's always been funny and what felt like lighthearted and like easygoing and super like cool or whatever. But now, like someone messaged us at Swiping Up and was like, Will lost a lot of fans and respect and Chris Rock gained a ton. Because for Chris Rock to have not let, like, he did not skip a beat. He was shook. You could tell he was in shock. In a moment, he was like... Like, what just happened?
Yeah.
What? Will Smith just smacked me. Like, he made it, like, rolled with it.
Not just Will Smith, his friend.
Right.
Will Smith, they're friends.
Yeah.
And Chris Rock has been pretty open and vocal in his career about trauma that he's had and that he suffered through physical violence.
Right.
So imagine that's already something that you actively work through,
right,
trauma that you've had in your life, and your friend
yeah.
comes up and humiliates you mm-hmm. by physically assaulting you in front of
millions
yeah. and millions of people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What? And you have the decorum to like stand there and take it and not reciprocate the angry words. Mm-mm. And go about your job.
Yep.
And without really being protected. I mean, the Academy yeah. is now saying that they came out and asked Will to leave.
And
that
no,
Will
right?
said no.
Yeah.
Whether or not that actually happened, I don't know. Mm-mm. But why wasn't he forcibly removed the second he laid his hands on somebody?
Right.
So, yeah. Or
right.
or you just skip the whole portion of the evening where you give him an award and right. allow him to come up. Where he still does not apologize to Chris. Mm-hmm. He apologizes to the Academy mm-hmm. to try and cover his own fucking ass.
Right. Yeah.
And Amy Schumer, I don't know if you saw a clip without watching, but she came on like after the whole thing wrapped up. And I have to give her credit. She has come out and said like that whole thing was really traumatic for her too. And she's yeah. having a difficult time like wrapping her head around it.
Uh-huh.
But she comes out and she was like, so, what did I miss? Feels like the energy in the room changed. And, like, yeah. people laughed and giggled. But it was like, I can't imagine being in their shoes. Here you have three, like, amazing female comedians who are hosting this.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just totally overshadowed.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. it just sucks. No, it sucks yeah. all the way around.
Yeah. There's not a lot of situations, too, that same thing could have happened and it wouldn't have been a bigger issue. And I think that's where a lot of people have, like, trouble understanding is the fact that they didn't make Will leave, didn't skip over his award. Like, yeah, he's a great actor and no one should forget that, but you just smacked somebody.
You just physically assaulted somebody
right.
on live television.
Right. So I think I'd be like, you know what? You are in timeout. You're not getting your award right now.
Right.
You can come back and get it.
Or
when you
don't
you're
get
sorry.
The pomp and circumstance and the standing ovation. I think that was like,
yeah.
the most disgusting thing about the whole thing is mm-hmm. you have someone who did what he did for whatever reason, whether you felt it was justified or not, he physically assaulted somebody
mm-hmm.
and shocked everybody in the room. Everybody in the room.
Yeah.
Poor fucking Lupita was sitting there like, is this a joke? Is this not a joke?
No,
like,
but I think nobody knew at first though, for real.
Nobody
people
did
People were
know.
Like shocked. They were like, wait.
People thought it was a bit.
Yeah.
You saw Why? It in her face.
She has licked my chair. Not Michelle, not my friend, but Maggie.
Michelle's just over here licking shit.
Maggie literally has licked my chair. She's licking the table. She's sitting like, what is she doing?
I don't know.
Maggie.
With
no.
Booze with Boosh.
But like people just were so confused. Cause at first, like when I first saw it, I was like, that was not real. And then when I saw the uncut version, I was like, that was very real. And people probably were just so like taken aback. Like Will Smith wouldn't really do that. People that know him.
I don't think it was until he sat down and he started screaming,
keep my wife's name out your beep mouth. Keep my wife's name out your
freaking mouth.
Well, what about the person that won the award? Questlove? Like he...
Oh, I know.
Nobody even remembers him because
nobody even knew that was a word apart. Yeah, that does
every
suck.
Single thing. People work their whole careers to win get
for that
accolades,
yeah.
and you have that moment to win an Oscar, and it was overshadowed. Nobody knows shit about the Oscars
Look,
outside of this.
Social media was overshadowed by the memes. The memes were hilarious. I'm sorry.
The memes were good.
I'm sorry. I said what I said.
Yeah.
They were funny,
and I'm not gonna lie. Listen. Alopecia, wouldn't want it, wouldn't wish it on anybody, but I'm not going to lie. I did zoom in on every picture I could find of Jada to look for missing patches of hair.
And
I didn't find any. I didn't find any. I'm not saying that she doesn't have it. I'm just saying I didn't find any.
Right. I know. It's the world we live in, y'all.
But anyways, what I was saying before is just that like he has this moment and he does something bad and everybody in the audience is confused and whatever, but they all still give him a standing ovation.
And then the pictures
hypocrites,
after the show.
They're all fucking hypocrites.
Right, because there's no other, like I said, there's no other circumstance that would have been okay.
No.
If it were a different situation, they would have been pissed. It would have been a riot, whatever. And then all of the after party pictures of Will Smith, like partying it up and stuff.
Oh yeah.
Like,
he really looked remorseful.
Yeah. See, I feel like that ain't a good look, buddy. Put the drinks down. You and your boy need to make up. Text him, call him, whatever you got to do. But I don't know. It's...
Well, they were there supporting him, but if it would have happened to them, they would have been like, oh my God, kick him out.
Kick his ass, sea bass. Yeah. Remember that? Dumb and Dumber?
I sure do.
What a good movie. I'd give that an Oscar.
I was just going to say, overlooked.
For sure. Did they not win an Oscar for that movie? There's so many good one-liners, I swear to God. Yeah, wow. So, well, it sounds like we're like all in agreement. With
that Jada's the worst. And it's all and it's all Jada's fault.
No, it is Jada's fault.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, she is the worst. Ew.
But so Chris Rock's he's on like a tour.
Yeah, he performs like right after, like 2 days after or something, right?
Yes.
Oh, his tickets.
$1,000 I read somewhere.
And you know what? Good for him. Yeah. That's the least he could get out of this fiasco is more money. But people were pissed because he didn't talk about it at the show. And he said, he was like, listen,
this is already
he was like,
written.
I already wrote this show before this. He was like, I will talk about it in time. He was like, but I'm still processing.
Yeah.
He was like, and when I do talk about it, it will be serious and it will be funny.
Yep.
And I can't wait. Good for you.
No.
I can't wait either.
I like him, charges, but I really like him now.
He didn't press charges though.
Yeah.
I mean, he is definitely the better person of this whole group.
Like, of this whole group? What are you trying to say?
The group at the Oscars. Oh, okay. The group at the Oscars.
Oh, we're not at the Oscars. Listen, Spencer, I'm just telling you, if you smack me while we in Dallas.
Actually, how funny would that be?
Fake one. That would be funny, yeah.
I wouldn't actually fake you. I mean, slap you.
Don't be giving away our show script. Maybe we should do that. That's what I'm trying to say.
Well... I took it back.
Yep, she took it back. You didn't hear her. Nothing to see here, people. Nothing to see.
What's that? What is that, Missy Elliott? That
is
song.
Is she from Nipisgwen yet? I don't know why I'm so loud right now. I am like volume 78. I need to bring you down to about 7.
No, you're good. You're hyped. I love it.
Hyped.
I need this energy.
This energy is
the,
there.
The pollen's bringing me down.
Me too. Bouge and I made a little wine spritzer, so it was, you know, about half of my bubbly pineapple and a little... Pinot Gris, and it was really good. A little mango in it.
Oh, is that what you... I was wondering what you were stabbing in your glass.
Mango. I couldn't get it on my straw. I wanted to, you know, it gets like kind of snotty though in the end. It's gross, I know.
Wait, what was in there again?
Mango. Pineapple bubbly.
Uh-huh.
And then Pinot Grigio.
I wonder like how a tahine rim would be.
Ooh, that. I might have to do that next.
Yeah.
Next
with
go
the
round.
Mango in there?
Well, I did a mango one last week and put strawberries, mango, and something else in it. Oh, and I put a little bit of lemon juice in it, too. It's really good. I don't know. I don't know if this is a thing, but I made it a thing, so it's a wine spritzer.
It's got wine and it's got bubbles, so it's a spritzer.
I mean, you know.
Makes sense to me.
Bouge didn't ask for a second one, so I don't know if that's saying anything.
I made the wine. I felt like that was too diluted with... water.
It didn't have enough booze.
Wine to the face.
It really, but it does force
booze
you to
booze.
Right, it forces you to slow down. You hydrate, you know, while you're drinking. And Bouge does not play that.
That needs to be your brand. When you move here, we're just going to brand her. Yeah.
Let's do it.
Booze with Bouge.
And get your lashes.
Nothing
done.
Could be more on brand than that for Bouge.
We'll make you a YouTube channel or TikToks. Okay. We could get you viral on TikTok.
Like drunk history.
Yeah. Oh my God. Yes. I was just telling someone about Drunk History and they've never seen the show. And I was like, you never watched Drunk History? So good.
So good.
My fave.
I think you should.
And that would be great. Let's do Drunk History one day. Wow. Can you imagine? Considering that my mom, I was telling some friends the other day, my mom, we were in Washington, D.C., and we were going to take a girls' trip and do Drunk History. And my mom was like, what's that pencil looking thing? It was the Washington Monument. I didn't know what it was either. I'm not even kidding. And I'm not proud of that. It's just the apple didn't unfortunately fall far from the tree. You know, it stayed attached to the branch.
Pencil looking thing. There's not much I know about Washington, D.C., but I do know that. And the Abraham Lincoln statue, but I don't know where that is.
It's across the street.
It's in a monument. Because we Googled it.
It's in the monument.
Oh, okay. I've never been to D.C.
Okay, well, I did go, but I didn't soak anything in, really.
You know, it's expensive, and the parking is horrible.
So don't go to Washington, D.C., Boosh said.
Unless you're going to the White House.
I think, ironically, the crime is pretty bad in D.C., too.
Yeah. No.
Really?
Isn't it close to Baltimore?
Yeah.
There you go.
Well,
I'll give a geography lesson.
Wow. At the end of the show, people really love those. We did one time. Let's do it at the end of this one. Or let's do it during the show. We don't have that much to talk about. Speaking of, next thing we're talking about. Jake Roach and his girlfriend, they have now created a new Instagram, and they're building a barn dough, which I think is really cool.
I'm obsessed with barn doughs.
Totally.
I end up on barn dough TikTok sometimes.
Oh, do you?
Yes. And I'm telling you, I'm like, give me a big old barn. I'll convert it.
Yes.
Some of these houses are like amazing. Insane.
Yeah. So his is called HR Ranch 21. That's the Instagram. And they're basically just taking you all through the behind the scenes, like footage of them building it and all of that. But he seems pretty serious with this new girl.
Okay. So I didn't even know that he had a new girlfriend until until we were doing March Madness.
Uh-huh.
And I was looking up photos of him.
Yeah.
And I was like, dang.
He didn't boot somebody else.
I mean, good. And like really, because she's all over his social media. I was like, good for you. And she's a hunter, too, I guess.
Yeah, she seems,
I wonder how they met.
I don't know. They seem pretty serious, though. It's not just like a fling, I wouldn't think, with them going into a business like that together. And I'm assuming she's going to live there, too, right? Like, she would probably live in the barn dough, too. She's going to be the gal. Of the barn. The gal of the barn dough. Oh my God, look at Maggie.
She's
seducing you.
Y'all,
she's like hanging out with it first. And she's like,
Maggie, look, now she's not going to do it when I got my camera out.
No. That's right. She's like, camera shy.
I'm not a porn star.
Yeah. Maggie, don't even. You nasty.
What?
You nasty. You need Jesus.
Look at her, tilt her head and look at you. She's like, me? Nasty? No.
Yes. You are not supposed to do that.
Would you say treat?
Okay. And I mean, is that all the topics we have? Are we just going to do a little happy hour?
Oh, I have no idea. But I'm trying to remember, what geography lesson did we do?
You were trying to tell me where a peninsula was.
Oh, that's right. That's right. I was asking
Florida. I said, well, I lived there for 6 years and I thought it was I didn't think it was an island. I forget what I thought it was.
I don't know. I think I asked you what an archipelago was.
Can't remember.
An archipelago? Like architect?
A like lake.
No, it's a cluster of islands.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Hawaii?
Yeah, I think. Archipelago. Yes, I'm pretty sure it's a cluster of islands. Now y'all got me questioning myself.
Okay, is there something we can like look up online to make us do questions, like random trivia questions, and see who gets what?
Maybe. We have a voicemail too. I forgot that we had a voicemail today.
Let's go.
Calling up the voicemail, what kind of topic do you want with trivia? Just
any of them.
Pop culture?
Boot it up, Booge. Booge it up.
Do the voicemail. I really like to make myself look like the dumb fuck that I am. So if you look up
101,
are you smarter than a fifth grader question? No, I can promise you the answer is no.
Hey, I have Family Feud in the living room.
Really dumb. Okay. So let me pull up this voicemail and then we'll talk about that and then we'll get to our trivia.
Perfect.
Hey guys, my name is Ashley and I was calling for a little bit of advice. I have a friend named Jackie and she pretty much just copies every single thing I do. So whether it's wearing exactly the same outfit as mine and just changing up the colors, or even like going as far as posting on Instagram right after I post on Instagram. It's constant and I just don't know how to handle the situation and I just hate it so much. Please help.
I like the please help.
Please help me. I love that she was just dropping names.
Yeah. So Jackie Santiago.
Hopefully Jackie doesn't listen to this. Okay, so I think we've all had that friend, right?
Yes, we've all had a friend like that.
My like closest friend that I had growing up, mm-hmm. which she definitely don't listen to this because we're not friends anymore. But
maybe
that's
she does.
Maybe she does. If she does, then it's out of hate and spite. So
thanks for the download.
It is what it is. Yeah, thanks for the download. But she would, it was like toxic copying. Like she would convince me, I would say that I wanted to do something.
Yeah.
She would convince me that it was dumb or that I shouldn't do it. And then she would show up with it done. So like, I used to always want a Doberman. I thought they were like the coolest dogs. Yeah. I always wanted one. She talked me out of it. She was like, they're so dangerous. You should never have one. This, that, and the other thing. So I never got one. Then the bitch shows up with a Doberman. I was like, I fucking hate you. I wanted my, oh my God, I can't even think, my industrial piercing on my ear. The industrial piercing that I have, the bar that goes through the top of my ear. I wanted that so bad. She was like, they're hideous. You don't want that. Blah, blah, blah. Bitch goes, does a semester abroad, shows up with an industrial piercing.
No, she didn't. She done got swear industrial in Mexico.
Our very first tattoo, I was 16. I was like, I'm just waiting. I was 15, technically. I was like, I'm just waiting to turn 16. I'm going to go get this tattoo. It's going to be this, blah, blah, blah.
Wait, did your parents sign for that?
Yeah, my mom took me.
Oh my gosh. Okay, continue.
Tramp stamp.
Tammy would never.
Literally a tramp stamp.
Yeah.
Not only a tramp stamp of a Japanese symbol. Yeah.
And it does not say peace, love, and joy.
It says love. It does say love.
Live, love, love.
I used to joke that it said insert here, and then I realized what a trash bag joke that was. for a 17-year-old to make.
Right.
Anyways, so she went, she like raced, like beat me to it. Like she knew I wanted it and she went and got it first.
Ew.
And then I was like, and I was so upset. I cried. And it used to be stuff like that all the time. That sucks.
That does suck.
Have you guys, am I?
Well, no, I could call them out. Be like, I'm sorry. Did you not just tell me the Doberman's not cool? I'm sorry. Did you hate this tattoo?
But like at that age, I just couldn't even think to do that. You know what I mean? It was like, wait, I'm confused. Yep. Like I was just confused. Like this is supposed to be like my best friend in the world who's telling me not to do these things or that these things, I shouldn't want them, whatever the case may be.
Yeah. Convincing you otherwise and then was doing it.
But then would go do it like first.
Right.
So like they could be the first one. It was like fucking weird.
That is
but
weird.
Like, Ashley sounds like a grown-ass woman, not a 16-year-old.
Right. That's
so, like, why are we still copying each
other? My parents, whenever I would complain about someone copying me, my parents, my dad especially, would be like, well, you know what? Imitation is such a good form of flattery.
No.
And I used to get so mad, and I'm not joking with you, when I was the girl that didn't want to tell you where I got something because I didn't want people copying me. I did not like it. I hated it. And it's funny that we cover influencing stuff and that you and I have started, like, sharing things that we really love so people can do it because if you think about it, like influencing as a whole is people copying you, but not copying you. They like what you're selling or they look up to you in some regard for advice or good skincare, whatever it may be. And you're selling that to them. So it's so funny how that's like come around full circle. And now I'm like, oh yeah, my sunglasses are from.
That's so Key. Positive.
It's just really positive.
I'm like, kick his ass, Seabass.
I mean, yeah.
No, but you did always hear that like, imitation is
the sincerest form of flattery or something. That's bullshit.
It is bullshit.
It's annoying. It's annoying most of the time. Most of the time. Unless it's your job to like sell the shirt or whatever. You're wearing a new.
But even then, and you and I have had this conversation, it does cross when we're talking influencing. Yeah. We'll get back to you, Ashley.
Sorry, let's talk about other things. I'm just kidding.
But like, it does get to a point where it gets creepy when you have like you were wearing, what was it that you were wearing in your stories one day? Like an old sweatshirt of Mike's or something. And people were like,
oh yeah.
Oh my God. I love that color on you. Where did you get it? Like fucking get a life, Susan. Like, don't you see? It's like an old beat up hoodie. Like you're not just going to be able to go walk into J. Crew and pick this shit up. Like, I don't know. Like it does weird me out after a certain point where I'm like,
right.
Get a life.
Well, the movie.
Find your own goddamn hoodie. It's blue.
If I see a cute outfit, I do want to know. Right. If I see a cute outfit, like, I want to know what that is. And I think it depends on the person, too, because some people take it as like, oh, they want to be just like me. No, I think it will look better on me, so I want to buy it. Don't get into it.
But it's one thing if it's like a unique outfit. You're asking where somebody bought like a goddamn white t-shirt. Yeah.
Right.
Go on Amazon, bitch.
Right.
Like, it's a white t-shirt.
Right.
That's where it gets, like, a little weird and annoying for me.
Yeah.
If it's, you know, something, a unique outfit or, like,
Yeah.
I could have the same brand, same size, same color.
Yeah.
I gotta get the same size. Same store.
I really wear a medium, but I'm gonna fit into an extra small because that's what you wear. I'm gonna wear extra small.
I might have 50 pounds on you, but I'll get in it.
I'll find you.
Yeah. Ew. Single white
that was
female.
So creepy. Yeah.
It was. I did appreciate the pinky to the mouth, though.
You did?
One. I
see,
did.
God, people really got to be able to see us now, huh? You really got to get your eyes. Lay eyes on me.
Yeah. Yeah, but let's see. Okay, so let's get back to Ashley's advice.
Get back to the task.
I mean, so she says that she's wears the same outfits, posts on Instagram right after she posts. I don't know. I mean, if it's like that obvious and noticeable, then I would just, if it were me though, this isn't good advice.
Uh-oh.
You probably shouldn't take this.
Here, we'll do a do and don't.
But I would just be super passive aggressive about it.
Oh, good.
I'd be like,
it's healthy.
I know. She just ate a pack of Pall Malls.
Yo. My grandma gave me the Pall Mall and I ate them all. I can't get this wheezy cough out. If anyone has any suggestions, I would love to copy you.
No, but like when I say I would be passive aggressive, I mean, I would be like when she posts on Instagram, I'd be like, oh, cute photo. Looks just like the one I just posted. LOL.
Love that for your feed. I just posted the same thing. Hashtag copycat.
Or I would just tag her in my post. But that's like the kind of shit that I would do. But it would depend on the friend and it would depend on the situation. But that's probably what I would do. I would just make passive aggressive references until she finally got the hint.
Mm-hmm.
And then, or said something to me about it. And then I'd be like, stop copying me, bitch.
What if she never got it and she just kept copying that?
I mean,
I'd probably just ice her out.
Like, okay. The joke's so over. April Fools.
Don't come to Spencer for advice on
Spencer, so basic.
But no, even now, like even with the show, we have people that rip off ideas and like copy stuff that we do. And like, that's fine. Do what you want. We're the OG.
The OG, the triple OG.
But even so, I'm still not going to like be confrontational about it. No. I'm just going to make passive aggressive references like now.
We are just going to use other people's voicemails to really let off some steam. So here we are.
That's all I'm saying.
Listen here, Ashley, not Ashley, Jackie. Who are we mad at? Jackie?
We're mad at we're mad at Jackie, but Ashley is who's being copied.
Right. So listen here, Jackie.
Maybe.
What?
Jackie is the one being copied. And Ashley's doing some like preemptive.
Okay.
That's passive aggressive. She might like your feedback then.
Oh boy. And we're down the rabbit hole. Here we are.
Okay. Well, if passive aggressive isn't the way, then what would you guys do?
No, I mean, I feel like I like to think I'm not passive aggressive, but I think I am in certain ways because I don't want confrontation. But then in certain situations, I'm very confrontational.
I'm very confrontational.
Yeah.
But like something like this seems so petty
that
I wouldn't want to be confrontational about it.
Yeah.
And that's why I would resort to passive aggressive dicks.
Yeah. I think for me, like being,
bitch, I see it.
See, this is my thing. Being passive aggressive, if you're doing it in a way of like being smart about it, I know that sounds very not conceiving. What's the word?
Condescending.
Conniving. Conniving. Listen, and that was real. I'm not trying to be dumber by the day. Like I just can't help it. So doing things like this, you know, that's, it's like you make a joke about it, but you have some seriousness behind it. And I feel like if I'm like being passive aggressive, I want you to know, I know what you're doing, Jackie. I know you're copying me.
Yeah.
I'm doing it on purpose. But if I have like a major, major problem, I have no issue with like going to someone and being confrontational about it. Not in a bitchy way. I'm going to bring it to the surface and be like, hey, like X, Y, and Z. And I try not to get emotional about it. And usually like 45 seconds in, I'll start being like, and I mean, I just don't understand why you're like, I don't know. Like I do that.
Like it's not even the same. It's pink.
Right. I'm like, why did you buy a car like mine? I hate that kind of stuff. But then when you're passive aggressive, that's actually being smart. Like when you're passive aggressive about it, you want them to know, you know, like I know, you know,
you just gotta go up and slap them.
So what you're saying is you think I'm smart?
Well, what I'm trying to tell you is I'm smarter than I look. Okay. I'm smarter than a podcast. Okay. some of the time I am, truly. But sometimes I'm not, and that's okay. We'll find out during trivia. But I don't know. I think sometimes when you're passive aggressive, you can really be like, there's a word I'm looking for, and it's not conniving. It's, I'll think of it and I'll blurt it out in 30 minutes, but
of course.
Very nice.
But yeah, I don't know.
I think if it's that big of a deal to you where you're, it's keeping you up at night, like mm-hmm. you feel like you have to call into a podcast to talk about it, mm-hmm. you should probably just confront her about it and be like,
right.
It's it's probably not intentional. You probably don't even know that you're doing it, yes, but I'm noticing. We know it is, Jackie. But just say, I know you probably don't even realize you're doing it, but it really bothers me. And so because we're friends, I just want to bring it up so that it doesn't fester and stew on it.
Right.
And just talk about it. She's either going to think it's petty as hell and stupid and that she's not doing it, or she's going to feel dumb because she knows she's doing it. And then hopefully
and maybe she'll stops. But it's just like when influencers talk about other smaller, it's typically the same thing every time. A big influencer copies a small influencer. We have heard about this since the day we started the podcast.
Talia.
Right. Mm-hmm. So these bigger influencers typically will do something the smaller influencer will do something. The bigger one will copy them and rip them off of that. You know what I'm talking about?
That, oh, you're talking Talia, that way.
Yeah, not the Talia yes. way of like, she was psycho doing it.
She's
like,
still doing it.
Right. She
not on Instagram. But.
No, but on, you know, like to know it. But that's a whole different thing. It's when big influencers have more power and they share something that they've seen a smaller influencer do. From day one of our podcast, y'all, people complained about that. We've talked about it mm-hmm. since day one. That is very frustrating because that's a bandwidth and like power thing. You're reaching more people. And so then it sells out. And then the smaller influencer that maybe found it or started sharing whatever, they don't get to share it because somebody else just did it and had more power to sell it out. Right. I think that would be really frustrating, especially if it's intentional. Give credit where credit is due.
There's no problem with when we're talking about this kind of situation with sharing something that you saw someone else, like a big mm-hmm. influencer, seeing something on a small influencer's page and then sharing it and tagging them, being like, hey, at the very least, even if you're linking it to your own like to know it and getting those commissions, at the very least, you're giving that smaller influencer exposure to your audience.
Like, that's right.
That there's power in that.
Yeah.
That is a way to kind of compensate
that
smaller influencer for providing you that find. Absolutely.
Yeah, people notice that kind of stuff. They message us all the time about so-and-so copied this person and I saw it here first and blah, blah. I mean, you know.
And once more is that if you are that bigger influencer and the smaller influencer says something, don't gaslight the fuck out of them because they send us the receipts.
Yeah.
Right. We know who you are.
We'll find you. We don't have to find you. Oh, wow. Okay.
That's it.
My blood pressure's high. Girl, look at my chin. My chin is eat up with pimples and blemishes because you know what? PMS, sister. That's why.
Yeah.
As if you couldn't tell from my shiesty attitude right now.
No.
Just look at my chin. Which is also crazy because just thinking about all the stuff that we have coming up, like personally and professionally, we want to be looking our best. And I don't know about you, but I'm a little bit kind of weary with all the lights, like lights being on your face and like different angles.
I was thinking about that. I was like, oh man.
Like, because it's all different angles. So that means shadows are going to happen, you know? And if you have like pimples, it's okay looking head on. But if you're sideways, I don't know. I can't be bothered with any kind of pimples or whatnot.
And I thought we were supposed to be done with this by the time we hit our 30s.
Well, I'm always complaining about my skin texture. So I need something to also help with that.
Yeah, I mean, we've definitely all struggled with our skin, and that's why we're excited to partner with Apostrophe, the sponsor of this episode. Apostrophe is a prescription skincare company that offers science-backed oral and topical medications that are clinically proven to help clear acne. Apostrophe connects you with a board-certified dermatologist who will create a personalized treatment plan that's perfectly tailored to your unique skin. Simply fill out Apostrophe's online quiz about your skin goals and your medical history. Then snap a few selfies and your dermatologist will create your customized treatment plan. Apostrophe treats all types of acne from hormonal acne to facial acne and even chestney, backney, and buttney. They treat breakouts from head to toe.
We all have skincare goals. Mine is, you know, just the texture. I'm always complaining about that. So when we heard about Apostrophe, I was like, sign me up. I need it because, hello, your girl needs a little work. Well, I don't need work. I need Apostrophe. And we have a special deal for our audience. Save $15 off your first visit with an Apostrophe provider. Apostrophe.com/swiping up when you use our code swiping up. The code is only available to our listeners. To get started, just go to apostrophe.com/swiping up. Click begin visit, then use our code swiping up to sign up and you'll get your first visit only $5.
That's apostrophe.com/swiping up and use that code swiping up to get your dermatologist crafted treatment plan for $5. And we thank Apostrophe for sponsoring this podcast.
Booge, did you have anything you want to add or you want to get to trivia? She's got the trivia pulled
up. She's ready.
I've been looking at the good ones. I got the good ones.
Good.
Okay. Well,
we're going to do trivia.
It's pop culture.
All right. Well, let's...
Go ahead.
Turn the volume up on this. This is our trivia intro. I don't know what it's going to be. Let me pick one. Here we go. Oh, shoot. Dang it. No. Yeah. What's up, everybody? Get ready for trivia. Sorry. I know I'm annoying.
Ooh. Wow, that kind of...
Wow, the audience just really...
We should have thought about this before and preloaded some like...
Dang.
Yeah, it's okay. Okay, wait. That reminds me of The Simple Life. That was such a...
The Simple Life with Nicole and...
That was such a good show when they did that.
Paris.
Right? Isn't that the noise?
Da-da-da-da-da-da.
I don't know. Whatever. Okay. How are we doing this?
All right. Ready? Are we doing like 10 questions?
Oh, God. Welcome to Swiping Up Trivia. Today, your guest host, Boozin' with Booge, is going to be giving trivia.
I'm going to
try to read it.
Whatever. Okay. She's doing trivia for me and Spencer.
Okay. Ready?
Yeah.
Wait, is this for both of us? How are we doing this?
Hit your buzzer.
Oh,
hit your buzzer. Damn. Okay.
Well, let's start the easy one and then it'll have like a spin-off question.
Is the buzzer brand like that?
How many kids does Kim Kardashian and Kanye have?
Three.
Four. And can you name them for the bonus point?
North, east, south, and west.
No.
I got two of them.
Wait, you got north. I get to name them?
Yeah, you go.
How does this work?
You go, and then you can get the double points.
Go.
North. Yep. Chicago.
Yes.
Mm. Saint.
Yep. And this must have been the new one.
Wait, North, Saint,
it's
Chicago.
It's a Bible chapter.
Oh.
Hey, you can't give hints in freaking trivia.
Well, you can do North. Yeah.
Damn it. You suck.
You better give me a hint. North, okay, east, south.
I got one. I knew I was going to hit. So I knew it was damn geography and climate.
All right.
All right. Ready? Who did Forbes name the youngest self-made billionaire ever?
Kylie.
In 2019.
Kylie Jenner.
Thank you.
Ew, why is the... Okay, go ahead.
I'm a Kardashian connoisseur. I'm not actually a...
You're a Kardashian connoisseur.
With a K. You betcha.
All right, hands on buzzer. How many times did Ross Geller get divorced on Friends?
Two.
Nope.
Three.
Yep.
Damn!
Can you name the ladies?
No.
Yes.
Oh.
Shit.
Nope.
Oh my God, why can't I think of this first
Chip's not one of
I'm really bad under pressure.
Five. Four.
Well, you got three right.
Three, two, one.
Emily.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Okay. And then.
You sing Christmas.
Rachel.
Yep.
And then Emily, Rachel. Fuck, what was his first wife's name?
You sing Christmas.
Carols.
Yeah.
I mean, it was Carol, not plural, Carol.
Oh, she said you sing Christmas carols. Okay, but listen, stop giving hints.
Okay, no more hints.
No, you got to now because I didn't get any yet.
I'll give you two hints.
Yes, you will. Yeah.
You're owed two hints.
There you go.
We're going to the Bachelor Nation.
Okay, great. Good.
Fuck.
All right, go.
Who was the first bachelorette?
Trista.
Yes.
Woo! See, I wouldn't have known that.
See?
And they're still together.
They are.
They are.
Oh, geez. This is going to sound really bad on audio.
I'm so sorry. I'm yelling. I apologize. I'll go in the next room so my mic can pick me up.
Are banging on the table.
Oh.
Maybe not. Maybe it won't pick it up. Okay.
All right. Did you guys watch Game of Thrones and all?
No, yes. Don't do that. Okay. I did not ever watch it.
Well, it's a funny question. What modern day item made a cameo on the final season of Game of Thrones?
It was a water bottle.
A Starbucks cup.
Oh, close enough.
There might have been water in it.
That does not count.
I'm not taking the point for that. It wasn't fair. You've never seen it.
Okay. You guys should know this one. What's the acronym SMH stand for?
I don't know why I said that. Shaking my head.
There you go.
Okay. I got to not bang.
Don't bang. Don't no, but hit your buzzer.
Okay.
Her buzzer.
It's Halloween. What are the names of the Sanderson sisters?
Oh, wait, I did it and I wasn't ready. Winifred? Oh, son of a nutcracker.
Hold on.
I mean, Winifred's the hardest, I think, no?
No.
Oh. Fuck. That's literally all I got. Winifred.
Can you come up with the other two?
Yeah, if you can, you get the point if you can think of the other
two. Duh. No, I can't.
Who is Jessica Sarah Parker?
Carrie?
What'd you just say her name was?
Sarah Jessica Parker.
What did they say?
Jessica Sarah Parker.
Did she?
Yeah.
Well, I heard it as Sarah Jessica Parker, so I don't know what that's saying.
What's the first or middle name?
Jessica?
Sarah?
Sarah.
What's the middle one, the big one?
We are the worst.
Madrid? I said her last name.
I'll take thee away into a lake.
Her real name's Kathy Maginni. That's probably not right.
Kathy. No, that is.
But what's her real name? Or not real name. What's her
name? We don't know, Boosh. Tell us.
Mary.
Damn. Son of a bitch.
How did we not? Winifred.
I got Winifred, but not Sarah and Mary.
Well, Winifred sticks out. It does. Sarah and Mary are at the grocery damn store. You know? Shoot. All right. Okay. Let's go.
Okay. I didn't know this one, but you might.
Okay.
Which pop star is the godmother of both of Elton John's sons?
Yes, Wendy. What is it? You were so quick on the buzzer.
Celine Dion.
No.
Shit.
It's a pop star.
Celine Dion is a pop star.
Lady Gaga.
Yeah. Ew, she would.
I didn't know he had two sons.
Why does it sound like static, like y'all have a bad connection?
Oh my God.
Okay, here's your Sex and City question.
Okay.
What is Mr. Big's real name in Sex and City?
Oh, sorry, I didn't mean to say that.
Well, somebody.
John.
Well, the full name.
Oh, John Rigatoni. I don't know.
No!
Wait, why can't I think of his last name?
Stop, hold on.
He's not Italian.
They said it 9,000 times in the...
especially in the movie when it's like the honeymoon.
No, in...
Definitely is John, and then you've got a middle name, they even got a last name.
They say it during the sequel every other minute.
Uh-huh, literally.
His
funeral, everyone's seen it.
Uh-huh.
You want the initials?
Yeah.
JJP.
John James Parker. John James. John.
I thought you would have trouble with the middle name, not the last name.
John James. Why? What is it?
Think I
Preston.
Yes.
Duh. God, why do we suck? People are yelling in their cars.
Oh, yeah, I'm terrible at trivia.
People are literally yelling at us in their cars. I'm so sorry, but this is really fun. Sorry.
Here's your Love is Blind question.
Ooh.
You ready?
Oh, okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What was the age difference between Jessica and Mark?
This bitch.
10 years.
Yep.
Yeah, do you even know that I'm 34? He's 24. Oh, Lord. That, yeah.
I wonder what they're up to now.
Getting older.
Okay.
Do you want another Bachelor Nation?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which Bachelor Nation alum did Gigi Hadid date in the
bang?
Tyler Cameron.
Yep.
Sorry.
Wait. Oh, Gigi Hadid. I'm thinking Gigi from Shaw's of Sunset.
Oh. Yeah.
You know Meghan Markle? You want to?
Mm-hmm.
What was the name of Meghan Markle's lifestyle blog before she married?
The Tig.
Yep.
I remember reading all about that when she became a princess.
Which hard seltzer did America face a shortage of in 2019?
Hard seltzer?
Mm-hmm.
White Claw?
Yep.
Oh.
That's what I was just going to guess, just because we all drink it. I was drinking them bad. Okay. Actually, I think I did truly.
You ready for this one? We got another number one. Mm-hmm. Jennifer Lopez has been engaged how many times?
Oh, fuck.
Five.
Yeah, and do you know the names?
Dang.
Derek Jeter. Ben Affleck.
Who?
I don't know.
I mean, he was a baseball player, but
wrong athlete.
I thought she was engaged to him.
Not Derek Jeter.
AJ Rod. Rod.
AJ Rod. Maybe his middle name is James.
AJ Rod.
Ben Affleck.
Yep. Yeah, she's an avid sports enthusiast, folks.
I am a sports kind of gal.
AJ.
And then Ben Affleck.
Twice.
Well, oh, I don't think they're engaged a second time. But he counts as one.
Oh. No.
Maybe they are. They bought a house together.
Yeah. Good enough as
a... Give me a hint on another one.
He's another Latin singer.
Not Ricky Martin.
Who she had the twins with?
Ricky Martin.
I know when we were driving home, Emma's saying, she bangs. We're like, well, you were false advertising.
Yeah. He bangs.
Yeah.
He bangs.
Chris Judd. Remember Chris Judd?
Yeah.
The dancer. I didn't know this one.
I forgot about
him. Johnny Noah.
Who?
Yeah.
A laser.
That was number one.
Mm, okay. Well.
Johnny Noah?
Oh, Johnny.
I didn't know him.
I didn't know
him. No.
I didn't know him. I didn't know him.
All right. Which pop star burnt down her home gym with candles?
Britney Spears.
Yeah. We all know.
Miss Britney Jean.
Britney Jean done burning down. She said burning down, and I did it, baby.
All right. Taylor Swift.
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Made her acting debut in which movie?
It's one of the chick flicks.
There's a lot of them.
I know.
Oh, fuck. I didn't even know she was in a movie.
The Holiday. It's a holiday.
Valentine's Day.
Yep.
Remember the chick flick? She was like in it as a small part dating somebody.
Absolutely not. I don't remember that.
You should watch it.
I never watched
love,
it.
It's a love story.
Is it on Netflix?
Probably.
Oh, or my God. Hallmark Did channel. You ever see the movie we were talking about last night?
Oh.
The Wrong Missy?
No.
David Spade's funny.
Y'all are watching it tonight.
Okay,
you and
well,
Robbie.
I do love David Spade.
Yeah. Go watch it tonight. I told Booj, I was like, I want to watch something funny. We started Dateline, and I was like, no, I want to watch something funny. So we started watching the Missy one, and I was like, I had my phone in my hand. Immediately put it down. I was hooked. I was like, this shit is
I was like, you need
fun.
To watch this. Watch this part.
It was
like some of its
so
text you got to read.
Funny. Okay.
And it's probably short, right?
No yes. Long? Watch it tonight with Robbie. It is okay. Chef's kiss.
Go. In the beginning, because... You'll see, but give it 5 minutes.
Yeah, seriously. It's so funny.
I usually decide in the first 3.5 if I'm invested or not.
Trust me.
Go the full five.
And then report back on it. I gave it a 10 out of 10 just because I kept laughing.
A 10 out of 10?
I'm an easy crowd, though. I'm easy like Sunday morning.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, one more.
Kardashian?
More? Sure.
What year did Keeping Up with the Kardashians first premiere?
2002.
2007.
Bitch, I knew that.
Oh, you did?
I should have had the rebuttal.
Yeah, all right, go do another one.
Okay, another one?
Yeah, okay.
That one's too easy. We're getting to the good ones here.
Maybe
It's getting harder.
It's getting hard in here.
Easy, let's keep it PG.
Cruella, did y'all watch Cruella?
No. Yeah. I mean, the Dalmatian movie.
All right. Who played, this has nothing to do with Cruella. Mm. Who played Rachel Zane in the legal drama Suits?
Meghan Markle.
Yeah. Okay, I found one more I want to do. One
this
more.
A trick question. Okay. There we go.
Trick question. Kim Kardashian and Chris Humphries were married for how many days?
72 hours. 72 hours.
Yes, I'm impressed.
I said 72 years.
She said 72 hours, and that's false.
This one was a good one.
I said both.
What artist made history in 2020 as the youngest winner of the Grammys four main categories?
Repeat the question.
Let me try to read that in English. Which artist made history in 2020 as the youngest winner of the Grammys four main categories?
Billie Eilish.
Yes.
Oh, dang. Keep going. One more. I'm like, okay. Try it. I need some more.
Okay, what are the names of George and Amal Clooney's twins?
Okay, goodbye.
I'm out. Bye.
You know what? The whole time I thought it was Casamigos. Like Casamigos. Or maybe he was just joking about it. Like he was talking about naming his
after
twins.
His tequila?
What is it?
Ella and Alexander.
Very different from Casamigos.
Well, we need some Casamigos.
Have you ever had it?
Yeah.
Is it good?
Mm-hmm. It's very smooth.
Yeah, it is nice.
I'm skeptical about any like celebrity perfumes, celebrity booze.
Oh, this one's, well, no, he made it with a guy from Mexico. Like he,
so it's kind of legit.
Yeah, he's it's like legit.
It's not like Kendall Jenner's 818 tequila.
No, it's like
speaking
legit.
Of, did you see that KKW is about to rebrand?
Yeah, her like NBC.
They've been rebranding for like
She's gonna be her website's taken down soon, and they're gonna relaunch it.
The beauty, the rebrand. The beauty,
the perfume.
She's gonna break the fragrance. The internet.
So I mean, I'm assuming she's dropping the West.
Maybe.
And what's Pete's last name? Davidson.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
she's going to KKD.
Well, I hope not.
All right, give us one more. I'm addicted to these. Yeah. All right, last one.
This is the winner take takes it or break all. It. Make it or break it. And we didn't like The Bachelor. All right, let's do it.
What? I did. I got all of them.
Yeah. Okay, it's got to be fair if it's winner take all.
Okay, true.
All right.
No Kardashians, no name? Bachelor.
What was the name of the first James Bond movie
in which
Daniel Craig appeared?
Bye.
007?
Okay, you might know this
I
one.
Win.
What East Coast convenience store chain got a boost in the popularity thanks to Mayor of Easttown?
Oh my God, I watched Mayor of Easttown too.
It's a gas station. It's an East Coast brand.
Nope.
It's only got...
Hold on. Don't tell me. What does it start with?
Have you watched Mayor of Easttown?
No, but just give me a what is to start with. I get lucky. Starts,
no, you don't get a clue on the winner takes all.
What starts with a W.
What a burger.
Wawa.
Wawa. give us another winner
I
takes all.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay. 15 years after Friends ended, mm-hmm. Jennifer Aniston made her return to TV on what show? It's on Apple TV.
Oh, The Reporter.
Close.
Morning News.
The Morning Show.
The Morning Show.
Wow. Good thing you didn't win and take that all.
You got half the win. So it's a tiebreaker.
Mm.
Oh, okay.
Oh, we're doing one? Oh, okay, yeah, go.
And you want another one?
Yeah.
Duh. I thought this was the tiebreaker.
It is, go.
Oh, here you go.
Okay.
Who became the first male co-host of The Talk?
What?
What the fuck is The Talk?
The TV show. It's like on The View, The Talk.
You know?
Ugh.
No one knows that.
It's all stupid.
Jerry O'Connell.
Yeah.
Oh, I love Jerry.
Okay, well, obviously not a lot.
No, not a lot. I only love him when he's on Watch What Happens Live.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Ted Lasso. Did you watch Ted Lasso?
No. Nope.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
What was the first movie Tom Hanks and Meg Ryan?
You've Got Mail.
Oh, my God.
Wait. No.
Nope.
Shit.
Yeah, you should have let her finish the question. Go ahead. Go ahead, moderator. Finish the question.
No, that was it. What was the first movie Tom Hanks and Megan Ryan co-starred in?
When Harry Met Sally. When Sally Met Harry.
No.
When Harry Met My Vagina.
Like Billy Idol or Billy.
Damn it.
What? Billy Idol?
Wait, who are the stars?
Tom Hanks and Meg Ryan.
What was Big. The
name? No.
Do you, I'm just shouting out names.
Oh, okay.
Hit. Joe versus the Volcano.
Like anyone freaking watch that?
Okay, do you watch The Bachelor like today? Like
no.
This last one?
I mean, I could tell you what happened.
I can't.
They just want to know the two women that replaced Chris Harrison after he stepped
Tayshia
down.
Tayshia and what does her name
Caitlin
start
Bristow?
With?
It starts with a K.
Yeah.
But it wasn't Caitlin Bristow.
It was. Caitlin, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So you guys win. It's a tie.
It's a tie.
Look at that teamwork to close it off.
Cheers.
Y'all, if you're still listening, we apologize. And we're sorry for your eardrums. And we're sorry for you probably shouting out the correct answers when we were unable. I do apologize. It must be them wine spritzers.
And boozing with Booge.
Boozing with Booge.
You know what? A special thanks to our guest, Booge, for joining us today. We really appreciate that.
Dink.
Dink, yeah. Dink. What?
We're just like, trivia is hard.
It is, but you know, listen, I know some of y'all are probably like, this episode sucked. And some of y'all are like, no, this
there's
was
not
so
a single
good.
Person that thought that.
You can't
just take
everybody.
That out of the universe.
It's out. Let me grab it. Hold on. It ain't that far. It's like a helium balloon.
Throw
I got
that
it.
Away.
Grabbed it. Yeah. Throw it away. But these are really fun to do sometimes. I was telling Spencer, sometimes I like a no-brainer trivia pun. sometimes it's nice not to have a structured episode where it's like super chill. We had my friend on. She's moving here. So you never know. We might be boozing with Booge a lot more often. Maybe we do these once a month or something. She was one that didn't wear shoes in my stories. People were very concerned about that last night.
Wait, what?
I storied me doing her hair yesterday. Like, okay. I did a time lapse, like a quick one.
Clearly, I haven't been on Instagram.
Sorry. Yeah. Well, she didn't have her shoes on. And several people last night, I was reading the messages. They're like, is she not wearing shoes? And I'm like, no.
People notice the most, like, obscure little
things. Someone messaged
me. Action was up here, but they're like,
yeah.
but they beeline for your toes.
No, someone messaged me this morning and said, oh my God, the way that she's holding her feet is so cute. Cause you kept like crossing them on the chair, I guess. I'm not even kidding. She goes, not in a creepy way. It's just really cute. I'm like, oh,
okay.
Only fans with my feet.
Hey, make that money, honey.
Yeah. Bitch, I'm still thinking about an OnlyFans.
We're about to get a side hustle for you and you.
Yeah. Well, I just want to dress up in fuzzy costumes.
There you go.
Do it.
Do weird because people are into some weird shit.
Hey, Barefoot Bigfoot Bay or whatever. Yeah. Bigfoot Bay. I mean, Bigfoot Bay.
Bigfoot Bay?
What are you talking about?
Is that a thing?
She's got big feet.
Isn't it called Bigfoot Bay? How have y'all never heard of that?
I haven't been on OnlyFans searching for feet.
No. Oh my God. It's not an OnlyFans. She has almost 700,000 followers. Bigfoot Bay.
Oh, it's really a Bigfoot.
Right now.
Wait, y'all have never seen this? And she does all the dances. Like, she literally.
You're talking about like a Bigfoot.
Was she just with Snooki?
Yeah. She's huge. When she
literally.
Came, when she
she's came, Bigfoot.
She's literally huge. And her bio says, you found her.
Bye. That's the shit I want to do.
Oh, she blew up. She had like 50,000 followers probably 5 months ago. I'm not kidding with you. And some of the people listen to our show. Do you know how many people messaged me and said, this is probably you. This could be you. I'm like, it's not, but I wish it was. I literally wish it was. Oh, but she does all the trendy dances. You have to go down a rabbit hole and watch her stuff. She can dance. That's how I know it wasn't me.
That's awesome.
That's how I know and because it wasn't me.
Because it wasn't me.
Otherwise, who knows?
Oh, God. Let's sign off.
Oh, my God. Okay. Well, thank you guys so much. Thank you, Booze with Booge, mm-hmm. for, anytime. You know, emceeing our... trivia.
Yeah.
Head over to iTunes and leave us 5 stars and some words of affirmation. If you'd like to support the show, share us on socials, pick up merch at swipinguppodcast.com or head over to patreon.com/swipingup and subscribe at the Miller's tier for bonus episodes. Don't forget to call or text into the hotline at 919-867-6776. We can't promise we'll give good advice.
We won't.
You can follow us at Swiping Up and me at Spencer So Basic.
And you can follow me, Wendy, at Wendy Being Basic.
All righty. Bye.
Bye, guys. Bye. See ya. Let you think I'm perfect.
Sorry for your eardrums.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.